Food Talk STL continues on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com with more conversation about food, wine, beer, restaurants, cooking, kitchens, food shows on TV, food trucks, and farmers markets. Here's David Craig.
All right, thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy. Got a couple of minutes left here before we're done. Thanks to LaGaia Figueres from Sauce Magazine, also to Kevin O'Leary from O'Leary's in Sunset Hills, and Jason Grain from John McGurk's in Soulard. Big, big day for every Irish bar in St. Louis. Interesting note here from the Maplewood Brentwood Patch. The Maplewood Chamber of Commerce has taken a preemptive position on food trucks in Maplewood. It doesn't want them. They're going to start a petition there. I guess they'll be gathering signatures next week. If you're in Maplewood, I'm sure you've probably been informed about that. There's a neat event coming up on Thursday night to benefit the St. Louis Area Food Bank. It's the Riverfront Times Iron Fork event, and I'm planning on going to that, and I will show up hungry and thirsty. If you want information, go to riverfronttimes.com for the Iron Fork event. I presume that there are some tickets remaining for that. Upcoming on our food talk show here in coming weeks on 590 The Fan KFNS, we're going to say hello to Al from Mama Gusto's Pizza. We're going to have the folks from Black Fin, the new restaurant that's opening at the north end of the Galleria, where the very expensive Mark Shale clothing store was for a few years. A little bit about Pearl Wedding Cake Vodka, and also Evan Ben, who is the hip hops writer for the Post Dispatch and STL Today, and a guy who covers the craft beer scene, and just a pleasant guy, and we'll talk to him a little bit. I will mention that we're online, foodtalkstl.com, and we're also on Twitter, and as I mentioned earlier, posting some things in the timeline there. Yeah, plug in the show and plug in our guests and all that stuff. But some other little newsy notes on there, like, are you ready for the $50 steak? Apparently in New York City, there are some restaurants that, you know, that's kind of like, it's a price point that they don't really want to go over. But with the price of beef going up, one of those things that pretty much has to be done. Anthony Bourdain of No Reservations made it to the South by Southwest Conference in Austin. Some coverage of his visit down there also posted online in our Twitter feed there at Food Talk STL. I found an ad for a local booze product, and I will not mention the name, but they use the word plastered in their web copy, which I think is a bad term to use in web copy, even if the usage does not refer to inebriation. Well, that's just some of the things there. So if you would follow us on Twitter and check out our website and listen next Saturday. We'll be back at 11 o'clock here on 590 The Fan. KFNS coming up next. Some NCAA basketball on KFNS. See you later.